Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Everybody hates Monday.
What's my favorite sports team? What's my favorite beer? And do you like your skinny dip?
This is Princess Anna of Arendelle. I just wanted to call and say hello. So, hello!
Testing. Hello.
Oh, man. The weekend is around the corner, baby. Around the corner.
It's Monday morning with the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, in studio.
Hello. I know. I love it.
And Morty was so checking nice the last back time he was here. What was it, Morty?
March 19th.
Yeah.
March 19th.
Yeah.
Is when the axe came down on a lot of people just saying, yes. Hey, listen,
yeah,
you still work for us, but you can't come in.
Right, right. Yeah.
And for a lot of people here and everywhere, citywide, nationwide.
Yeah, which, you know, good. It's so nice to have you back here, Morty. It is. There's still people out there who are not back at work yet.
Mm-hmm.
And for various reasons. And you know what? We're here. We're here for you.
Yeah.
Still, we're not going anywhere.
Nope.
I got news for you. If they do another one of these and, you know, I don't know, year 5, 10, we're still going to be here for you.
Yeah.
We'll be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for you. Are they still there? Oh, we're still here.
Oh, my God.
Are they still getting paid? Probably not, but yeah, we're still here.
Because we love
it. Yeah.
Show number 1,908. By the way, the rumor is now in November, right around the election time, is when that second big wave is going to come for
Okay.
Coronavirus.
Well,
so.
Well, that's
if everything
general
works
that's
out as
generally
planned
when everybody gets sick anyhow. So,
yeah, change
you know
of weather and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunshine, windy today. Windy today, tonight, and tomorrow. See, this I don't mind.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, even okay Wednesday, because nobody really cares about these days.
The weekend was nice, though.
It was perfect nice yesterday. High today, 100. 98, the high tomorrow. 72 now. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. A petition has been started to replace Confederate statues in Louisiana with statues of Britney Spears.
No.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yep. She grew up in Kentwood, Louisiana. Petition reads, not only has Britney proven her talent, but she's proven her strength of character by not only overcoming highly publicized mental breakdown, but by continuously working towards improving herself. She is an inspiration to millions. I got news. I would go to Louisiana to see a statue of Britney Spears. I really would. I would absolutely make a trip there.
And probably stand there and say, wow, they really did it.
It's actually Britney Spears.
You people are crazy.
It's the plaid skirt, Britney. Come over here. No, she has hair. She does. It's
wow.
She shaved her head.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good for them. Good for them. I hope they do. I hope they do. That would be so cool. 24 seasons.
On a horse.
Yes.
Oh, on a horse.
Yeah, she's got
to
be on a
that
horse.
That way they only have to replace part of the statue.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, put her on the horse. Did she ever ride? No, she doesn't ride, but it's okay. 24 seasons. Bachelor. ABC has indeed cast the first black bachelor. We talked about this last week. His name is Matt James. 28 years old. Now, supposedly he was supposed to be on like last season, I believe it was. But of course, because of, you know, the shutdown through the pandemic, he was not. So
that will be
very cool. Yeah. Nickelodeon, they announced that SpongeBob is a member of the LGBTQ community. So a lot of people thought that maybe, you know, is SpongeBob gay? Were they outing him? But it's also possible he's just included as an LGBTQ ally. We don't know for sure. I wouldn't be surprised, but they did reach out to Dora the Explorer for comment, and she just threw her softball glove in her backpack and drove off in her Jeep. So, so we don't know for sure, but would anybody be surprised? I don't think so.
No. Hold on. What's that, SpongeBob?
Oh, no. I'm hearing the voices in my head again. I can't go to Vegas. It's too dry.
Yeah, too dry. Don't come back.
Yes, do
not. Don't come here now. You're welcome at any time. But
5 years
yes,
later.
Yes, exactly. For now, that's my take, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Carla, I texted you over the weekend and said I did something that I've never done before.
I know. I was blown away.
And I finally got to watch the original Footloose. I had never seen that movie.
Yes, you heard right, people. Mike had never seen Footloose.
Ever.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he had never seen Footloose.
You made fun of me because I never watched Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Well, that's well, the show's called Mike and Carla, so I can do that.
Oh, I see. There you go.
Morty.
I see.
But having said that, Carla, you admit you've never seen Cherry 2000.
Well, no, I haven't, though I don't know if it was quite the big movie that Footloose was, but no, I have not. And don't you know I tried to pull it up? Boy, that's a hard movie to find.
Yeah.
It's a very hard movie to find on any of the services.
So now my stepdaughter, Jody's daughter, Sarah, says you have to see Sling Blade, which you just mentioned off the air.
I thought you saw
Sling
Blade.
No, I've never seen Sling Blade.
A movie of all movies that you would have liked. Wow. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best role ever.
Ever.
I mean, he's a good actor. We've seen him in so many things as Billy Bob Thornton, not like that.
Right.
Can't remember what his name was in that. Was it Ray or something? I can't remember, but it was. Ooh.
Okay.
Hoo-wee.
So what are those movies, aside from Morty and Dirty Dancing?
Movies that you have to see.
You have to see. Because when you say, when people talk about them, you go, oh, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You gotta be kidding.
I mean, there are movies that everybody just should see.
And we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But just an update, I finally can mark that off the list.
Listen, I got news years ago, and my mom actually even tried to talk me out of it. Gone with the Wind, because it was the biggest movie, you know, ever at one time.
Classic.
And my mom was like, it's not going to really mean anything to you now. And I thought, no, I got to see Gone with the Wind. Got to see it. And I saw it, and it was like, I know it was a big movie, and for the way it was made at the time, it was really amazing. Mm-hmm. But it just...
Blockbuster. Now you're not going to be able to see it anymore.
The Burning of Atlanta. The whole... Actually, apparently, they put it back on now.
Oh.
So,
okay.
I know.
Anybody else? When people find out that you haven't seen this movie or that movie, they're shocked. 702-739-9636. Talk or text. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. What is the name of that movie that people are just blown away that you've never seen?
Yeah.
But I thought Footloose, it was worth the wait.
Yeah, good.
Check it off.
Well, it sure meant a lot more back in the day when this was going on a little more. But got news, it's still going on.
All right. Would love to hear from you this morning. Right now, it's Ozzy.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
As we've done before, we're just talking about those movies that you've never seen and people are shocked.
Shocked!
When you tell them, and over the weekend I texted Carla and said I finally got to see the original Footloose with Kevin Bacon and John Lithgow.
Mm-hmm.
Great cast.
Yeah, and Laurie Singer.
Who?
What? Where did she ever go?
I love when you look up the movie.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things that, you know, they have like four or five questions.
Yeah.
Where was it originally filmed? Right. Is it a true story?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that actor?
Laurie Singer. I mentioned her name to somebody recently, and they're like, who? Laurie Singer. Hello, Footloose?
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
now,
man.
I have to see Sling Blade.
The Penn boy
Sean Penn's brother.
Yeah, Michael Penn, right? Michael Penn.
He was in All the Right Moves with, by the way, Tom Cruise, which was another
great
movie.
Yes, he was.
Well, now, Sling Blade is on the list for this weekend.
Yeah, do see Sling Blade. Do I think it's a must-see? I don't know, but it's for you, it definitely is. Linda said, I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies. Not necessary, Linda. Really? No desire either. She said, that's okay. And somebody else, the Goonies, Harry and the Hendersons. Not your favorite movies, people.
No.
Must sees. Steve said Citizen Kane. Oh,
yes.
Great movie.
I've seen that.
Rosebud. Oh.
Awesome.
Man, it's a sled. What? Nothing? Huh?
No.
So, spoiler alert, people. The movie was out like 70 years ago. It's a sled.
Well, now nobody has to see it.
Great movie.
Carlito's on the phone. Carlito, what's up?
Hey,
that boy is really good. That boy is really good.
Yes.
French. I'm going to assume that's your impression of Billy Bob as in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's French. My impression. That boy is really good.
French. Now I can't even wait to see it even more so.
French. Okay. French fried taters and mustard. And I love French fried taters and mustard.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe that he ate them in that movie.
You got to see that movie, Michael, because that's a classic. They're
all
like
right. You know what? This weekend, this coming up this weekend, another movie I could check off the list.
Good.
I'm going to watch Sling Blade.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Carlito, you have a great day.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Laura's on the phone. Laura, what movie?
The Breakfast Club. I feel like I'm so, like, left out. It's like I finally saw it, like, a month ago. I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
And the big trivia question with that movie, the actor whose body is in the casket at the beginning of the movie.
I could never figure that out. It's kind of like earlier, you know, going to
It's Kevin Costner.
Like, yeah, it's actually in the credits.
Kevin Costner.
End, I think. Yeah, it's Kevin Costner. Okay.
But I thought he was like a director-producer, so I'm very confused, I guess.
Oh, right? I didn't know that, so.
Oh, okay.
Just like Linda Gray's leg is in the posters and all the pictures for The Graduate.
I love The Graduate. That's one of the movies everybody must see.
Yeah.
Laura, have a great day.
You too. Have a great week, you guys.
All right, one more text.
A correction. It was Chris Penn. Chris Penn in Footloose. Michael Penn, wasn't he the singer? He was a singer, right? Yeah, right? He had one hit, I believe.
Okay.
Chris Penn was the actor.
Chris Penn.
Kind of like Sean Penn's brother.
One hit
also. That's right.
Okay. Well, there. Answered that question. Bill's on the phone. What's up, Bill?
I was going to tell Carla that it's Romeo in Black Jeans.
Thank you.
That was a
wow.
But
song.
But Michael Penn had a song. He had a big song. What was this?
The movie that people are... I've got two people that I work with that insist I watch this film. I have no interest. The Princess Bride.
Hello.
That's
great
another
movie.
One that people bring up. That
great
Bill,
movie.
You know what?
It's hilarious.
I've never seen that either.
I mean, I do like the people in it, but I have zero interest, and I've had every opportunity to see it.
Princess Bride is pretty. It is definitely a classic now.
Bill, we have our weekend already planned out.
Yeah. There you go.
So there's a lot of Penns. So yeah, Chris Penn is Sean Penn's brother.
Yeah, and so is Michael Penn.
And Michael Penn's the one that had the song.
He's the one that had the song. And Bill mentioned Romeo in Black Jeans. That's not the name of the song. It's called No Myth. And that was by Michael Penn.
And this is the song we're talking about. Even
there
though it says Romeo and Black Jeans,
that's
not the name of the song.
Right, right.
But that's Michael Penn, not Chris Penn.
And they were all related.
Okay.
All of them.
To Sean Penn.
Yes.
They're all brothers.
Yes, they are. And Chris Penn, of course, passed away in 06.
Was in Footloose.
Yeah.
All the Right Moves.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
And Michael Penn, what did he do?
That song. He did some others. He was pretty big, 90s.
Oh.
Still around, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Glad we got that straightened out. Thank you, Bill. All right. Buffett, related to nobody, and it's Margaritaville. Mike and Carla, morning show. Stoked. Stoked! About Thursday, 4 o'clock, another PYO2 Zoom happy hour. And we're going to have, we're going to play some games. We are going to play games.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Because we have giveaways and we're going to have a lot of fun. One-on-one time. Space is limited. You got to be over 21 and be able to Zoom with us.
Right, right.
We're just going to sit around and have a good time.
We're going to see how it goes because I'm thinking we'll do heads up. You know that you know the game, yeah. And so you and I can either, or you know, a couple people
right
there can.
I like it,
you know. So and we can look like idiots flipping that thing over our heads, and just for the visual alone, that should be fun.
Jody cracks me up when we play that game because I don't know why she just can't do from the neck, you know, like flip
right,
it or flip the phone.
Right,
she goes down.
Does she
from
the bend?
Bends at the waist.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
I said, honey, you just have to flip the phone.
Yeah, honey, it's called heads up. Okay, not torso up. Okay, heads up.
And I always lose because I'm just laughing so
right.
hard.
Right.
So if you want more information on PYO2, pour your own Zoom happy hour. Go to our website right now at 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, windy today, tonight, tomorrow. High 100 today, 98 the high tomorrow, 73 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Father's Day, of course, this Sunday, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The average guy apparently starts turning into his father at about age 37.
Oh.
According to a survey, the top three signs you start... This cracks me up. You start taking grilling seriously.
Uh-huh.
You fix things instead of replace them.
Yeah.
And you start telling bad jokes. Those are basically bad jokes.
That's two out of three, are. Then, I think.
There
I'm two
you
out
go.
Of three.
There. No,
I can't fix
things. Can't fix things,
no.
Yeah. Will you try?
I try.
Yeah. And then call the guy.
Yeah.
Then call the guy. Yeah.
Call the guy.
Listen, this is interesting. The U.S. Post Office is going to start placing paw print stickers on mailboxes to try to prevent dog attacks on postal workers. It'll be a reminder for letter carriers that there are you know, dogs in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And be cautious. Now, some places, of course, across the country, there are still individual mailboxes. So those will be marked in certain ways. Almost 6,000 postal worker dog attacks last year. We forget about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who's standing up for them?
Nemesis. I know, for the dogs.
No.
Well,
The postal workers.
Well, they're getting the little warning now. They know that this house has a dog. That house may have a dog. So,
yeah.
And they're doing it by severity. Like an orange sticker means the dog lives at that address. The yellow one means the dog lives at the next home. But it's like, which one, right or left?
Why don't you just start throwing the mail over the gate?
I think that's why so many places now have the box you put them all in.
Okay.
That's going to turn bad real quick.
I know. People are going to be calling people out.
Yeah. Red level orange on this block.
I know.
People are going to put different colored stickers on other people's homes.
Yeah, I know.
Mailboxes.
It was like being able to call in when somebody was speeding, and then you'd just call on all your friends.
Yeah.
And I know.
And comedy ensues.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And now, listen, remember, guys, when the world was supposed to end in 2012?
Yes.
December 21st, 2012. Well, it didn't, of course. We're all still here.
Uh-huh.
Now, a scientist, this is the funniest part of this story, a scientist in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Really? He redid the calculations. He says the real date of the Mayan apocalypse is this Sunday.
Oh.
That is Father's Day. The Mayans did their prediction. They were using the Julian calendar, which was the calendar of the time. Then the world switched to the Gregorian calendar in 1582. And many days were lost. So now it will technically fall the apocalypse this Sunday.
Well, that's great.
This
now
Sunday.
I got to watch Sling Blade.
You have to watch it before that. Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm not having you guys over on Saturday.
I know. It's on Sunday.
Oh,
it's
on Sunday. Oh, well, then that'll be the farewell party.
You just can't. Yeah.
Okay.
You just won't be grilling.
I'll have
on
checks
Sunday.
For everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. I did that last time. Everybody, run up your credit cards. Okay. All right. Because that's all we need this year is a full-on apocalypse. That's the only thing missing from 2020.
Why not? That'll straighten everything
out. Wouldn't that be easier, people? Wouldn't that just be easier? You know what? Let the cockroaches and Cher and Keith Richards just have it. How about that?
And guess what? Monday morning, we're live and local in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're still here. There was an apocalypse. It didn't take them down. Oh, man. It is Monday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, go ahead. Tell everybody the situation your friend is in or the mother of your friend.
Well, So her son broke up with his girlfriend. And
okay.
It was just shortly before the whole, isolation started.
Right.
But she's really good friends with his ex.
The mom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they do, and they got together recently, did coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you could do that whole thing.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have lunch. They were doing, working out together.
Oh.
My friend and her son's now ex.
Okay.
And he's bothered by it. And it wasn't a bad breakup or anything like that. They just kind of grew apart. But he's just kind of bugged by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was kind of wondering, we had that whole conversation, can you stay like you, Mike? One of your daughters broke up with whoever they're with.
Right.
Do you stay friends with that guy? Is that okay?
It's funny you mentioned that. My stepdaughter, Sarah, again.
Right.
Broke up.
Oh, yeah.
No, dead to me.
Yeah.
Dead to me.
Okay.
In fact, the day I found out,
yeah,
their picture was out. new picture was in.
Really? Okay.
You know, of all the family photos we have around the house.
Did he hurt her? Did he?
Yes.
Was it this horrible thing?
Well, he paused the movie and broke up. He said, okay. We're done.
All right.
I don't know how, to me, I don't know how horrible it was.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. I mean,
she was very upset about it.
I mean, at this point in my life, I don't care, really.
But would I still be friends with him? Would I hook up with him for a drink or something?
Right.
No.
Right. Okay.
They were together for a couple of years.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's that school. It's like, what's the harm? You know, you guys split up. What is the harm? I'm not dating your ex. You know?
I get it. I get what you're saying, but I think it's a message to.
Is it a message?
I'm on your side. Well, I am a parent, so I would say I don't want to hurt my daughter or my son or.
Right. After we encourage our parents to like that person.
Right.
And to do this and that. And then it's like, no, you gotta be. What do you mean you're bowling? You can't bowl with him anymore.
Now, on the flip side, as horrible of a man as I was to the girl's mother, we still get along. The ex and I still get along. We're still friends. Her family, very nice to me.
Right.
And
okay.
I'm very nice to them. Now, would I have them over to the house?
Right.
I guess if it had something to do with the kids or the grandkids or something, I guess. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But when we went to Cleveland to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, first person I called was my ex-brother-in-law.
Right.
We had dinner, had a couple of drinks.
Well, I don't think there's anyone to hurt or to bother with that.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
Unless Jody was bothered by it, but I told her I was going to do it.
I mean, I'm just kind of wondering if you've been in this situation, you know? Are you friends with your kids?
Ex.
You know, what are the rules here? Or are there rules here? I know I'm sure a lot of people are going to say, his family first. Or, you know, whatever, especially with Father's Day coming up. But 702-739-9636. Should he be ticked off at mom for hanging out with his ex-girlfriend?
I want to hear these.
Yeah, I know.
Text or call.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3.
Always a phone call away, talk or text 702-739-9636. So here's the situation. Kid's been dating a girl for a while. They break up. Nothing bad. Just grew apart.
Right.
But the mom of the kid still likes the girl. They're still friends.
Yeah.
And they're still doing stuff together.
Yeah.
And he's a little upset.
Yeah. He's just bothered.
Does he have the right to be upset? Well, he has the right to be upset.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
See, I think it's different situations. Now, as we were talking about earlier about my stepdaughter.
Right.
Would I invite the kid over? You know, I didn't have a problem with him. He was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But given if we were friends.
Right.
Even after they broke up, we're still, you know, we're good friends.
Right.
Would I invite him over for a family barbecue or something?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Right.
It would just be an awkward situation. I'm not, you know, if she came to me and she goes, really, you invited him over?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still friends with him.
These are all just meetups. I know that. They have coffee once in a while. They were doing yoga together for a long time. And so they still do. They'll be doing that together.
So we just wanted to know how other people felt about this.
Right.
Are you still friends if your kid breaks up with somebody?
Yeah.
Are you still friends with the girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case may be?
Mm-hmm.
People are texting in.
Well, a few people, you know, seem to have. I mean, it's just, it's either or. There's no in between. One of our listeners said, I guess it just depends on how long and how close.
Right.
And the severity of the breakup. I mean, if it was a bad breakup, then I probably would not be friends with one of my kids' exes.
Uh-huh.
If it was an amicable something or other, then possibly so. Melissa said, I think as long as it's not ugly and painful, you can go the route of having a discussion with your son or daughter about it first, not necessarily ask permission, but out of respect for your relationship with your child.
Like,
and then carry on.
Are there boundaries now?
Right.
Like, can I still do yoga? I'm not going to invite her over for a family Thanksgiving Day dinner or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
But I am who I am. They're just dead to me. I just move on.
Yeah. Picture, I've never been a dead
picture
to me
out.
Person. Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. Go on.
Rick, what about you?
I'm with Mike. Dead to me. I got, I'm a 50-year-old man. I got two daughters, mid-20s, early 20s. They've had several boyfriends come in and out of their lives.
Well, you just gave it away right there, Rick. I mean, your daughters are sluts. They got guys coming in and out of their life.
I don't know about that. But
I hear as a father.
But not even as a father.
I had a couple of boyfriends come over the house.
Right.
With the family, you know.
Right.
Doing a barbecue, 4th of July party. Break up with them. A couple of the guys I actually like, but... You break my daughter's heart, we're done, bro.
Yeah, you got to move on.
What about you guys, though? What about you guys with your in-laws, your ex, or your ex, I don't know, your exes?
I still think people are friends, but do you go out of your way to invite them to something or other, or do you make a phone call? Hey, you want to go out for a beer? I don't think that probably doesn't happen more so than not.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It's funny because I think there's a lot of, I don't know, I've never been a real jealous person either, so maybe that's the difference.
Maybe it's different between men and women. Maybe it is.
Yeah,
I don't
could
know.
Be. Wendy gets very mad at me because I'm not a jealous person, mm-hmm. but I'm just, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I suppose if, I don't know, it's an interesting thing just because I think we have been friends with those people, maybe other people would think it was unconventional, I suppose.
It would be like if I invited you over.
Because I'm still friends with my ex's mom. Very close.
Okay.
Very, very close. So,
well, what if I invited your ex over because I liked her? I thought she was nice.
But you're not my family, so I mean, you can do whatever you... Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
What am I... Even if I tell you, you can still do whatever you want.
But see, I wouldn't because out of respect to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm such a nice guy.
That's too bad, because I'm on a bowling team with that one.
No. The one ex-wife?
Yeah. No.
Perfect. Perfect. You know, we're still doing shout-outs for our graduating seniors class of 2020. Mom, Dad... Other relatives, you got a graduating senior? We'll throw out a shout-out. Just to send off your information on your senior to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We post a picture, info, and everything else.
Yeah.
Plus include a shout-out throughout the week.
Yeah, graduating seniors. We don't need all of Sun City Summerlin writing in, okay?
No.
You're graduating seniors, all right? We don't need golf carts lining up here, all right? Jeez.
Like a drive-thru.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man.
You know what? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to my golf cart.
So am I. I had that discussion with someone over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can move there anytime.
I don't know if I told you, my brother bought one.
No way.
He went through his golf.
Why am I not surprised?
He bought one. He was going through a golf cart phase.
Yeah.
And he's of that age.
Oh, man.
And I said, where do you drive this?
Yeah.
Because he's not in Sun City proper.
Right, right.
Is but
he
in the
Sun
area.
City adjacent?
I think so.
We'll just treat everywhere like it's Catalina Island.
Yes, that's right.
He's in the Republic of Peoria.
Yeah,
which they have cart lanes, I guess.
Oh, that's too... You know, they told me the last time I worked up at Sun City in Summerlin, they were telling me, well, you know, the people up here don't stop. I said, what do you mean? They don't stop at stop signs. And the police will stop them and say, you just blew that stop sign. I know.
In a golf cart.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't stop. They still have to stop. But they think they don't have to in the Republic of Sun City.
When you do your comedy out there,
uh-huh.
And it's always SRO.
It is. Oh, it
do
is.
Do they have ballet
the
for the golf?
Sitting room only, by the way.
Do they have ballet for the golf cart?
Well, oddly enough, the theater is right next to the golf course.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do. Lots of windbreakers.
Do they have all of those fancy golf carts, like the Mercedes-Benz
really nice ones? Yeah. Yeah, they're not the rental carts. They're like really nice golf carts too. Yeah.
With the Rolls-Royce front.
Yes. Yes, they got the Mercedes emblem, okay. Like you said, Morty. Oh, they're nice. Yeah. Yeah. Like you came beep, come on.
Wow. Sunshine windy today, tonight, tomorrow. High 100 today, 98 to high tomorrow, about 75 now. Another take with some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I'm going to be buzzing down from Spring Mountain down the road at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
You can't really blow through a stop sign. You kind of coast through it. Really?
Yeah. Officer, I don't think he blew through.
Yes, and one of the guys who was a cop, he said, "We don't, you know, what are we going to do?
I don't even think I ran through it.
Yeah, it just went.
Yeah.
Listen, a bachelorette finally did something worthy. Former bachelorette Hannah Brown saved a man from drowning over the weekend. She was whitewater rafting, helped a guy who got pulled by the current and his raft had flipped over.
Wow.
And she came to his rescue and basically got him out. I know. Good for her.
Mouth to mouth?
I don't believe there was mouth to mouth. No, there was just helping him out. No, I'm sure he was sorry about that.
I would have required that.
No, help me.
No, I think I need mouth to mouth.
I can't breathe. I mean, yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy, an online quiz. It's interesting. It's funny. Celebrities' real names. We mention Halsey every once in a while. Her name's Ashley. Ashley Nicolette Frangipani.
Oh.
Italian. Lizzo. Lizzo, who we all love. Her name is Melissa Vivian Jefferson. That sounds so just Midwest.
Yeah.
And Kevin Jonas. He's actually Paul Kevin Jonas II. So there.
Oh, there's another one.
Fun. Yes, there's actually, what, two more, right?
Oh.
Isn't there that one and then the junior? And
well,
there
should be the original.
Right.
Who has nothing after his
name. Right, exactly.
And then there's a senior.
Yeah.
Then you have a junior, then you have the second or third.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I know. Is it the second or the third? Because there's technically, you're the third.
Right,
but
you would be the third.
Oh, whatever.
You could be the second because of your dad.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Okay, we can go back. Don't worry. We always do.
You missed this, huh, Morty?
Yeah, I know, Morty. Did you? Lady Antebellum might not be able to keep their new name, Lady A. There's a blues singer in Seattle who's had the name for over 20 years, and she is not giving it up. She is not doing it. So that sucks. So we can't even change our name?
What gets me is,
did
they ever think to Google it before they decided to, like, hey,
no,
we're just going to change our name?
You mean like real people do, Marty?
But that happens. I remember downtown, there was a family, and their last name was Sinatra, and they wanted to open a dinner club and call it Sinatra's.
Right.
And Frank Sinatra's family sued because everybody thought they were going to, people going there thought, it's Frank Sinatra's place.
It's my name.
It was just Billy Sinatra or something like that.
Right, yeah. Tito Sinatra, I think it was. And in a recent BBC interview, I always love these things. Mick Jagger said, nah, I'm just a regular guy when the Rolling Stones aren't on tour. I get up as late as possible. I have breakfast as late as possible. I do a tiny bit in the gym, go out for a walk. Maybe I'll read a book. I do like to still have lunch with the kids, and I like to go out dancing. Mick Jagger's almost 80, and he still goes out dancing. Oh, man.
Does he do a cha-dash or a fox trot?
Yes, that's it. Get that man a golf cart. Come on, Mick. Oh, man. Yes, that is, for now, my take.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3.
All right, so all weekend long, or all week long, we have these DVDs to give away from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. So you can watch them right there in the privacy of your very own home. And this is, again, like last week with the Jaws.
Yes.
Anniversary edition. This is a Blu-ray DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new movie called The Hunt.
Yep. Well, an existing movie, anyhow.
Oh, if you're looking to add something to your DVD collection.
Yes, why not?
Okay, with Hilary Swank.
Uh-huh, yep.
Have you heard about this movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, Morty. It's on his list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Let's do it. Why not?
So since Morty's back, are we going to do the Morty quiz?
Okay. We can. Sure.
Did you have something else in mind?
Sure. No, I did not, as a matter of fact.
We celebrate Morty's return in studio. So how well have you been listening? How well do you know Morty? 3 out of 3. And you have the DVD now.
People who are just tuning into us don't even know
you
exist.
Are you asking us? Because
people
we haven't seen it for so long either.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. It's Monday. It's a
usually
DVD.
If you just go with yes, that'll probably be right.
Yes,
so.
That's right.
Yes, it's a multiple choice question. All right, so we have the phone lines on hold. Ninth caller through at 702-739-9636. After we get through news and weather, you have a shot to win.
It's a
the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Giving you a chance to win that DVD, The Hunt. Carla, we have Lori on the phone. Lori, it's a quiz about our executive producer, Morty, back in the studio after a couple of months of being away. Three out of three, and you're a big winner. Here's your first question.
What is Morty deathly allergic to? Is it avocado, nuts, or chocolate?
I'm going with nuts.
Or chocolate.
Correct. Yeah. Number two. Where is Morty originally from? Tennessee, Idaho, or Hawaii?
I'm going with Hawaii.
Thank you. All right, number three.
This one will be an easy one, Lori.
We've all missed you so much.
Yeah, right? Lori's like, huh?
I know. Who? Wait a minute. What is one of Morty's favorite foods? Is it pizza, spaghetti, or chicken wings?
I'm leaning towards chicken wings.
Okay, or all of the above.
I was going to say, or all of the above.
It was a trick question. You got the DVD. It's called The Hunt, courtesy of the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and our friend, Vegas film critic, Jeff Howard.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Listen to this, Carla. Since June 1st, about five people have reported seeing a naked guy run through the trails in Greensboro, North Carolina. Here are some of the people talking about it.
And I saw a man running up through the woods. Yeah, shirt, shoes, no bottoms. I was honestly just shocked. I was wondering if I was, like, going crazy because no one else was there to confirm that I saw it.
Completely naked other than running shoes. I will admit, I was looking him up and down, like, sort of confirming, are you really naked? not because I really wanted to see, but I was just trying to assess the situation.
I don't know what it takes to actually confirm that somebody is actually naked, but okay, sure.
She looked for a while.
Yeah, not that I wanted to see.
I know you run, so I don't know.
I do. There are certain times you know, if I had to take anything off, it probably would be my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just run free.
Because I need some girl protection up here, but down there, I don't care.
Because there's a lot of movement up there.
There's a lot. There is, and it's not that they're unusually, you know,
big.
Anything. No, but down there, fine. I could totally go with nothing down there.
Okay.
Just wear a little longer shirt. That's okay.
Good to know.
A little visual for everybody on a Monday. Enjoy
there you go.
Meal.
See, you found out a little bit about Morty, and now,
yes. Now we know about you.
Fuck Carla. In tomorrow's quiz. This is not a joke, but a guy walked into a hospital in China with a meat cleaver stuck in his forehead.
Oh, jeez. Gosh. This is not uncommon, apparently.
I don't even know how that happens.
Wow. Okay.
And every time I read I think he's okay. I mean, that's all I had. But
all right.
You know, how hard are you swinging? How hard is that backswing?
Yeah, I know. Whoopsie.
Where
did it go? Where'd it go?
Where all of a sudden it's so stuck, your hand comes forward. And a meat cleaver.
Guess where we're going now.
Every time I hear something like this, it reminds me of that story back in Indiana where the guy had 32 hammer blows to the head and they called it a suicide.
Yeah, really?
And,
wow.
And we had talked about that. After the first couple of pings, like two or three pings, you would have to think there's a better way to do it.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's stuck in your head and you walk in.
Well, and who has a meat cleaver anymore? They'll do that for you at the butcher.
You're going to have to fill out these papers first.
Wow, that's terrible.
And just sitting there with a meat cleaver in your head.
God forbid. I would have I'd have like a paring knife. It's like, I'm sorry, it was a tiny little meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen to this. In Winslow Township, New Jersey, they are having to urge residents to not take selfies with the bears. Apparently, there were two separate bear sightings over a short period of time, and people are trying to get the bear behind them.
Uh-huh.
So there are signs now, do not attempt to take selfies with the bear, and follow these helpful tips. Black bears will sometimes bluff charge when they're cornered. They'll threaten or attempt to steal food. Stand your ground, avoid direct eye contact, and slowly back away. Don't run, okay?
Yeah.
And then if they do come after you, you do that thing. Hey, bear.
What's even more fun is the three of us know somebody that would actually do this. We're just talking about this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a sign that says no selfies with bears?
I gotta get one.
Wait, let me get a selfie with the sign and the bear in it.
I know, I just got my hair done. I gotta get this done.
But it's back day.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We still talk to this person.
Yes, we do.
So they're still living.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And in Cocoa Beach, Florida, a man brought his pet alligator to the local Key Lime Pie store. And I only have to read this because this is the description. The alligator was wearing a yellow shirt and flopping around as the man carried it into the shop.
Well, he is going to town.
They say the gator looked to be about 4.5 to 5 feet long. So it's just baby gator.
Okay,
just
baby gator.
Come on in with me. Come on, Gus. We're going to get some key lime pie.
Now you
come
sit
on
here.
Quit flopping around. I put you in your yellow shirt. Come on now. Don't flop around.
We're like Jody used to tell her kids when they were little.
Yeah.
Cross your arms. Crisscross applesauce.
Cross applesauce. That's right. 1, 2, 3. All eyes on me. Come on. Over here. It is.
All four little legs are. Okay.
It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to leave you with to start your day. Well, it's just a cute little story out of Madison Township, Indiana, just outside of South Bend. Mm-hmm. Mike, firefighters came to the rescue, being hailed as heroes today. They rescued a group of baby ducks that were stuck in a sewer. A resident called 911 after seeing the ducks fall through the grate. They were tootling along, and boom, boom went the babies. And firefighters arrived before one was actually lowered into the drain. Went in there, retrieved the little ducklings one by one, and just put them back up on the street.
Uh-huh.
Mom was waiting not too far away for the ducks. They don't let them go far.
Right.
And everybody was happy. The family was back together. So thank you. Madison Township, Indiana. Firefighters. That's going on a lot right now. It's spring, and there's lots of little babies out there. Yeah. So do be careful.
So Mama Duck just watched them fall down the grade.
They don't have opposable thumbs, so she couldn't reach over. And
couldn't dial 911.
Hey. No, couldn't do anything.
Well, thank God somebody did.
Waddled along and just...
Or call 911, yes, and that's all you heard.
Right.
Was
yeah. I don't know. It sounds like a duck, Bob.
Okay. Wait a second. I know duck.
I know. Hold on. Babies, what? Stuck in a well, what?
We're on our way. Okay. Great story. Anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Better yet, if you know a local story, just call us. Give us your version. 702-739-9636. All right. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Commercial-free, the hits of the 80s and more. Just our way of kicking off the workday if you are back at work or if you're at home. Crank it up. Turn it to 11.
Yes.
And have a good time with that. Recapping the show, we talked about those movies that everybody thinks you have seen, but they are shocked, shocked that you haven't.
Footloose.
Finally got to see Footloose.
Yes, I cannot believe that.
And now Sling Blade is on the list.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, do try that one. I think you'd like it a lot.
Are you still friends with your kid's ex?
Right. And should you be?
Well, there's all certain different, we found out, situations and rules and guidelines.
Yeah,
and
I think it depends on how they broke up and all that stuff.
I guess.
I know.
By the way, if you're running naked in North Carolina, people are seeing you, and it's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So.
Yeah. Mike said to me, well, that visual made my day, thinking of Carla running around bottomless.
Nice.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
If that's what we've done this morning,
yes.
At least giving you a visual of something,
yeah.
Then our job is done.
I hope that meant you're smiling, Mike.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Listen, you have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Morty, welcome back to the studio.
Yes, Morty,
Thank you. Welcome back.
It's so nice to have you here, man.
Did it feel good?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And all that you missed, was it worth the wait?
You don't want to go back home?
Yeah.
Michael said, how'd it feel, Morty, to finally put pants on after 3 months?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I learned a lot about myself. I love basketball shorts. You're going to see a lot more of it.
Wow. Lucky us. All right.
Do have
a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.